why do we have to do this again? This is nothing but a conspiracy of the greeting card companies. Valentine's Day. All this pressure. I don't understand why we have to do this.
Just find her a card and get it over with. I'm done. And I'm tired of listening to you, bitch.
But I was happy in front of the TV. Had everything I needed. Yet here I am in this stupid mall. This place drives me crazy. How does this happen?
Meanwhile, in the headwaters of the river, several kilometers away.
I hate being a salmon. Why the hell did I swim all the way up this river? What the hell is happening?
Oh, will you shut up? I've been listening to you all the way from Greenland. Why is this happening? What's gotten into everyone? What the hell is this all about? Honest to God, you have bitched all the way here.
But don't you ever wonder if it's worth doing this? I mean, Greenland was perfect. We had everything we needed. There was lots of room to swim and krill. Oh, God, what I wouldn't do for a few krill. This place drives me crazy. There's no room. I can hardly breathe. My stomach is all scratched to pieces. My dorsal fin is sunburned. And I had to... Oh, shit. Bear!
All this grousing about relationships. Give it up. You need a partner. Why? This is what happens to me when my partner goes away for a week. Day one. Rent a couple of violent movies, pick up a half dozen beers and junk food, and enjoy the luxury of stretching out alone in bed. Day two. A few more videos, and hard liquor's a better value, and order a couple of pizzas. Day three. People at work keep asking me if I'm feeling well, and somehow I found a bag of weed, and I pass out of my clothes in bed in the fetal position. Day four. What is it I do at work anyway? I need more liquor, more videos, a 2-pound pan of store-made lasagna, and, well, maybe clean clothes. Day five. The pets are dead. I'm in my underwear, brandishing a rake, screaming at my neighbors. Who cares about a little noise and garbage, those tight-ass bastards? Day six. My lawyer says I can't talk about day six. Day seven. The force of her energy straightens me up enough to make the house nearly habitable by the time she arrives. See? We need each other. So I know this is ridiculous, but even though I worked like a dog so she could spend all my money and take my furniture, I still want her back. What's with that?
Oh, that's easy. We're all mentally ill. Face it, without love, we'd be fine. We'd have enough money, we'd be happy with our lives and with ourselves. You'd still have your furniture.
Furniture? I'd settle for self-respect. She'd clean me out. Why do we bother? What is it? Before I met her, I was happy, wasn't I?
Sure.
So why do we put ourselves through this? I mean, hey, look at that sales clerk. I think she's smiling at me, man. Look at her.
Don't do this to yourself. Oh, man, there's no hope for any of us. Meanwhile...
Oh, this is too much. I can't believe I swam all the way from Greenland for 10 minutes in the gravel with Miss gasping for oxygen over there. Was it good for me, too? Who the hell knows? Between dodging that bear and getting gravel all out my ass.
I don't want to know where you have gravel. I did okay. I had that 12-pounder over there. You think you have problems? Hey, look, we all have problems. I swam all the way here, too. And I had to listen to you gripe the whole way. My kids are all eggs. They're all over the place. I can't control them.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry. Look, the excitement's over here. Let's start back. I want to avoid the rush.
What? Go back?
Yes. We're Atlantic salmon. We get to go through this lots of times. Pacific salmon die after they mate.
This makes us smarter than them how? It never goes away. Funny how the human spirit can inspire at the direst moments. I don't have tales of battlefield honor or anything like that, thank God. But I do know something about the human spirit. Years ago, I had the misfortune of watching a friend, a man in his 40s, waste away and die of lung cancer. He fought it tooth and claw, but... I was visiting him in what turned out to be the day before he died. He was in palliative care and weak as a kitten. It was heartbreaking. We sat together alone in his room, the weak winter afternoon light fading. He was too tired to talk. A young woman came in to take his lunch tray. Ooh, she was cute. She fussed a bit and decided the curtains should be closed. As she stretched to reach the curtains, her dress hiked ever so slightly. With all the strength left in him, he craned his neck to get a better view. I was astonished. She turned and, unaware of my friend's lewd intentions, took the tray and made a cheery exit. I was amazed. Jesus, Jim, I asked in amazement. It never goes away? Smiling weakly, he whispered, "Apparently not." Cool.
Meanwhile, on an isolated stretch of the Trans-Canada Highway, several kilometers further.
You know what?
I like being a moose.
Well, being a moose is pretty swell. But you want to know something? I hate rutting season.
I know. I don't get any all year and it doesn't bother me at all. But for the 6 weeks of rutting season, it really pisses me off.
Yeah, I hate that.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard the humans are always in rut.
All year?
Yep. All year, all the time.
Well, that sure explains a lot.
Hey, look.
Oh, isn't that perfect?